Welcome to the Faith-Based Business Podcast with your host, Pastor Bob Thibodeau. On this podcast, we interview fellow entrepreneurs who are willing to share their stories, their trials, and their triumphs in business, all in an effort to help you avoid the same obstacles and to achieve success faster. But at all times, continue to rely on our faith to see us through to victory. Now, with today's guest, here is your host, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Faith-Based Business Podcast. We are so blessed that you are joining us today. We have a very special treat. A good friend. We've got Reverend Terry A. Christian with us. He's a partner. I'm partner with him in the What Did Jesus Say book project and a Red Letter Crusade. And we are on a mission to get the red letter words of Jesus into hearts worldwide. All right. It's about waking up, stepping up, and letting Jesus's words just lead us in these crazy times. So grab your coffee, pull up a chair. Let's get fired up for what God's doing. Amen. And help me welcome the program, my good friend, my partner, Terry Christian. Terry, it's a blessing to be able to finally get you on a podcast and do this with you, brother.
Well, I'm very happy to be here. And as we both know, this is a defining moment for both of us. So I feel so blessed to be part of this with you right now. I'm speaking to you from my upper room in the place I dreamed about for the last 15 years. I'm in Negril, Jamaica, where I live. I get to do missionary work, helping people who really need it but can't afford it. And because of the fabulous internet, I get to connect with the world and teach them what did Jesus say and present this book and the podcast. And now that I'm with you, I have the best director, producer of my podcast, Walking with Jesus, anybody could hope for. So once again, I'm glad to be here. But as you know, this is not like the first time we met 5 years ago at this time. Amen. Okay, that's not like that when you're doing a book interview. And it wasn't like this a year ago when I was climbing back up after a new hip replacement. We're in partnership. And that makes what we say today in my heart a victory, and God gets the glory. So thank you for having me.
Well, Terry, share with our audience a little bit about your background and what led you into the red letters of Jesus, you know, studying all that out in the first place.
Well, first of all, I'll right away give my mother the credit. She raised me in the red letters. I was her first child, her first son. So I want to give her the endorsement of unconditional love. She was an example. She was angelic in all ways. Now, I'll start there. Now, outside of that, the guy she married that I called my dad, I can't go into that. I don't have enough time to go into that. All I can say is a lot of times opposites attract each other, but only singularities grow and mature, and they just never did. That's all I can say. So I was raised in a violently dysfunctional family, not by my mother, who was in angelic, but my dad, who had an alcohol problem and brought it home. So by the time I was 16, I'm the oldest, I dropped out of school. And that was the safest way to leave home. Now, when I left home, my brother was 3 years old. Now, there's two sisters in between us. So I leave home at 16, and I'm a stutterer. I can't say five words in a row. So now I'm uneducated, I'm a stutterer, but by divine design, I'm a carpenter, so I know how to do work. I never knew how that would fit into my life later on in life to represent the ultimate carpenter, Jesus Christ, right, who builds and repairs lives, but there I was. And so now that story went on, and at 23, I had a near-death experience, and in this experience, I had a dream. And in this dream, I met the light of Jesus. I saw his light. I heard his voice. I had no idea at the time that the meaning of his words, he would say, you will see my light and you will know my voice. But there I was. And I knew I was in that place where I believe I'm going to die. And the Spirit said, what do you want to do? Do you want to stay here or go back? And I was stunned, obviously, and I said, well, what would I do if I went back? Now, keep in mind, I'm a stutterer, I'm uneducated, I'm a carpenter, but I'm pretty streetwise, but nothing like today, I would say. And next thing you know, I'm in front of audience speaking to them on Jesus's words. And I said, I want to go back. And boom, I woke up and there I was on Santa Monica Beach at the very place I thought I was going to die. And then my life radically changed. It was just a couple months later, I was hired by the Dale Carnegie Organization, not because of my education, but because of my determination. And they put me in their class and that helped me learn to be a speaker. And, you know, the voice was there with me all the way. And next thing I know, a few years go by, I've now read 500 books on motivation and personal development. One of my close friends was a visual reader from Evelyn Wood Speed Reading. Mm-hmm. And he taught me how to visually read a whole page at a time and absorb it. And then by divine intervention, I get around a major national speaker. And next thing you know, I'm with a gentleman named E. Jim Rohn, Dr. Dennis Whately, Og Mandino, a great author in the Christian world. And I'm trained under them. Next thing you know, I'm 30 years old, beginning a motivational speaking career. But just 7 years earlier, I'm stuttering on the beach, not knowing what I'm going to do. Now it's totally different. And from there, I went on in pursuit from 23 right on into 46. 23 years later, I've already done over 2,000 speeches. I've traveled America and Canada. And at 46, the spirit and a midlife, instead of crisis, it was a midlife challenge and correction. The spirit called me away on a 46-day fast. And I went on a 46-day fast with just juice and water and Starbucks decaf coffee. It didn't say I couldn't have this. It just said no food. And it gave me the scripture to read as food. And that was the preparation for the ministry. And then that's how I left the motivational field at 49, took a year off. And then at 50, I got the book, the idea on the book. What did Jesus say? That seven messages from the master. So that's a fast track right up to where we are now. But boy, that is it. And now I'm full time into that. We'll save that story for maybe the next question. But that's the that's the rock across the water. That's the fast track. So now and I'm 73. So we're celebrating 50 years.
A big jubilee. In this walk.
Yeah,
jubilee year.
Thanks to you, right? Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, there's something that you didn't talk about that I wanted to bring out for our listeners that about that 46-day fast and all that. Tell us about the health problem that you had.
Well, in 2009, my life is back together. My mother has passed away. My dad's already gone and passed away. I'm about to step out and launch the book. And I'm diagnosed with bladder cancer. Now, this stops your life. And I'm given 3 years to live. And right then and there, it changes everything. I didn't know if God wanted me to do the book just because I needed to know the book myself before I died. And so right then and there, I'm diagnosed. And now I have to deal with this. And all they want to do is take my bladder out of my body and put a bag on me. And that's going to change my life at 59, no matter what. And I was too clear in my mind. If God wanted this to happen to me, then we're going to go for a long walk and talk about this one, because I just didn't feel it was right. And so that brought me to Negril, Jamaica, because I knew of the 7 Mile Beach down here. I've only been here once, but I didn't know anybody here. And so I created, because of my motivational time, what's called the Life Walk, AKA, it turned out to be AKA the Miracle Walk. And that's what brought me to Jamaica. I came here for 21 days. I walked 100 miles up and down the beach, just thinking. I prayed, I fasted, but I read everything Jesus said on healing and everybody who got healed. And how did that happen? And I followed in that pattern. And when I went back to see my doctors, 2 months later, they released me cancer free. And the Holy Spirit sent me right back here and said, now teach these people. So for the next 10 years, I would come down here 9 months out of the year, 6 months with immigration, 3 months as a retired teacher. And I'd work online, helping people online with what did Jesus say. But I got to speak in the schools and give the motivational attitude to people who couldn't afford to pay for it, but they desperately needed it. It transformed the quality of my life about people. And 2 years ago, or in 2022, I was approved by Jamaican Immigration to be a resident here. So I can spend the rest of my life here, go back and forth all I want. And now I'm just a real part of making an impact on Amen. The people here who need the attitude. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, let's jump into the book in the few minutes we have left. How does this book differ from other books out there that talk about the red letters of Jesus?
Okay. Well, you know, there's so many books out there that talk about it. Let's just give that. There's so many books out there that talk about Jesus. The one that I like to parallel, WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? So now they're giving you all these things he would do. 50 million books out there. What did Jesus do? All these books out there, what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? But I wanted to teach what did Jesus say, so we would know if our obedience is in what he said, or is our career built on what he said, and we're just teaching it, but we're not walking it. And so this compelled me, and the Holy Spirit led me on this book. Now, here's what it said. Do not put any opinions in there. Do not put any comments in there. Now, the Holy Spirit helped me compose the book based on what Jesus said in the four Gospels. And at the bottom of each page, I put, where did the scripture come from for extra study? But it's in seven messages. It's a teaching devotional, as if you're walking down the beach with Jesus. But the whole thing, I think the best testimony I got in an interview once was someone said, it's obvious God was the author of your book. You were just his pen. And it's what people say about the book that keeps my heart in it, not me, because if it's not what it's supposed to be, it wouldn't be what it is. Amen. And so imagine meeting Jesus at the beach. There's a group of people there, and you show up, and they're waiting on him to show up to teach, and you're going to wait around. So Jesus shows up, and you walk down the beach. Would he be talking about the religious political arguments? No, it'd be a whole day of the Sermon on the Mount. And that's what it's like. So when you're done reading the seven messages, you know what Jesus said in his Amen. Messages. And then you get etched in with John 17, his prayer, which is he wants all of us to listen to his apostles, Peter and John. So I think it's a phenomenal book. So I'm told anyways.
Amen. Yeah. And share a couple of the testimonies that you received about this book, because we're getting testimonies from all over the world.
Well, you know, when they tell you that, like professionally, like when I was interviewed by you 5 years ago, okay, we had a great moment, great interview. We went on to do a revival, if you remember, 2 months later. But in the same week that I was interviewed by you, now a evangelical pastor, I was interviewed by a Messianic Jew, a Christian, deep into the scripture. And he read the book and he interviewed me. He says, we get thousands of books a year. We do 700 book interviews a year. And he said, this book is different, unlike all the others.
Amen.
I don't know how to say that. That's what they're saying. But this book is four color now. It's in full color. So everything Jesus said is in red ink. And even the ebook is in four colors. So we got an ebook, we got an audio book, and then we got the paperback book. But when you're done reading it, the only thing you know about me, Reverend Christian, is I'm obedient to the Holy Spirit, because I'm not teaching you this book. The Holy Spirit is teaching you and guiding you in this book. And that's what held your attention, if you remember, because I wouldn't have been able to get into what you and I are doing if I couldn't pass the gate you have set up on what's important to you. So that's the value of the book.
Yeah, amen, amen. Because, you know, I first came into this project, you know, yeah, we did the interview and then reached back out, and you look for someone to help you with the podcast and all that, but that has now grown into so much more. But, you know, share just a little bit about why you believe a podcast is so important for the What Did Jesus Say project that we're doing.
Well, first of all, the podcast, in today's time, podcasts are very popular. You know, back in the 80s, it was infomercials, okay? And now it's podcast, personality-driven, message-driven podcasting. And so I knew that by having a podcast, I could be in one place and impact the entire world. As a motivational speaker, you had to get on the plane and travel all the time. And so I know that with the podcast, I can teach this, and I love what I'm doing. And if you love what you're doing, it's not a job. It's a passion. It's a performance. So I'm in Jamaica. I got the upper room. Now I can produce a podcast with you guiding the release of it. I'm here to give the message. Walking with Jesus is walking with him, not about him. Okay. And that's what his message is about. So Amen. Therefore, in our book project, the WDJS book project, you know, what's important about this, we have this website, this Shopify website that's set up to sell this book, an ebook, and give the ebook away around the world. So it's a beautiful website. Now, the book is ready to go. It's already online. Now I need the podcast to bring the attention to the book, and the book brings attention to the podcast, but it's all centered around this. This book is available in e-special to anyone around the world. If you do not have the money, we'll give you a special code, Jesus Said, and that e-special will download for you, and you'll have an e-book in Kindle or EPUB and an audio book. And if you can't afford it, then we're going to ask you to buy one and buy one for a friend, because what we're about is impacting the world with what did Jesus say. And we're not creating a movement. You see, our movement is not a church. Our movement is just putting the material in people's hearts. Imagine uniting Christians on one theme, obedience to Jesus. That almost sounds like a new concept right there.
Amen. 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 And, you know, to help this book project, we've come up with a unique way to raise the funding that is needed for marketing this book worldwide. We're not just releasing it in the United States. We're going worldwide at this because everybody needs to know about what Jesus said. And you know, we're not focused on just asking people for donations. Most ministries, you know, they call their donors their partners, but in reality, it's just their list of donors. But with this project, we are actually looking for partners, not donors, but partners in the traditional sense of the word. Explain how that concept works.
Well, before I was a motivational speaker, you know, during this process, I got involved in some financial planning, and I understood how oil wells work and gold mines work. You know, if you have an oil well, you find the property where you think is oil there. You go in and speculate it. And then once you know there's a speculation of oil there, you work out an arrangement with the property owner and you go raise the money to get in the drilling equipment and the staff. And then when you dig the hole, you hit the oil, you give your investors back a multiple on their money, and then they're out of the project and the oil well belongs to the property owner and the one that owns the well. So this is the same metaphor here. And as you know, in the evangelical world where we have so many televangelists, sow your seed, God will reward you, sow your seed. And a lot of that has offended people because they're sowing their seed one place, hoping that the mailbox is going to come in somewhere else. And one of the things I like in our fellowship was you helped me see the clarity in this, that I'm asking Christians to join us and plant their seed in the ground of what did Jesus say, the seven messages from the master. Look at the Shopify site. See the comments from 10 countries around the world. If you'll plant your seed with us, we'll share the reward back with you. So therefore, if you can plant the seed of $500 on up to $5,000, then we will make sure that you get that money back plus three times more based on the performance of the products. So every time a paperback book sells, every time an ebook sells, every time an audiobook sells, we put a certain amount of money back in the marketing fund to return it to our partners. Now, here's the thing. We need very little to do a great deal. So we want to raise $50,000 among the body of Christ. I've got 2,000 books in stock. We have an unlimited number of ebooks and audiobooks that can be sold. What we need now is to launch the marketing and the platforming. And those that help us, they'll get a product performance agreement, so you'll know how much that you have in it, how much did you get back. And then as soon as the project is over, now please, this is the important part. When the project is over, everybody's got back their money plus three times more. Now that proceeds go into what's called Project Help, H-E-L-P, helping everyone live peacefully and productively in obedience to Jesus. Now we can help fund Christians' lives. You know, the more we help a Christian get strong, the more they can help the lost who are weak. But if we're just trying to help the lost, who's going to help the Christian that is weak and needs to be strong at home? I'm dedicated to help the Christian. So they, as the example, will help the lost. So we're at the right place at the right time, and it's right now.
Amen. Amen. And that's the important part, is this is true partnership, not just, hey, become a partner, send us a donation. No, this is a partnership. Not only do you get the opportunity to help get the word out, but you also get rewarded based upon the performance of the book sales. And this is not done anywhere else. This is so unique that I never, in all my years of doing interviews and stuff, I'd never heard of this. And here we are today, ready to go. We got the plan. We got the publisher. We got the contacts for Thomas Nelson and all that. We just need the funds to kick it off. And once that is here, folks, this thing is going to go, and it's going to go like lightning. Amen. Praise God. Well, Terry, we're all out of time. I appreciate you taking the time to come on the program today and sharing all about the What Did Jesus Say book and book project, and how anyone could become a real life true partner with this project and share in the proceeds as well. I do appreciate your time. I look forward to our future conversations.
Thank you for having me. And I look forward to what we're going to become in the future, serving God's will.
Amen. Folks, if this conversation stirs something in you today, don't let it pass. The What Did Jesus Say book project is not just another ministry push. This is a kingdom assignment to get the red letter words of Jesus into hearts worldwide, while giving believers a chance to truly partner in a worldwide, what will become a multi-million-dollar revenue project. Hey, man, and you can get on it. You can get in on this on the ground floor, praise God, right now. I mean, we're not just asking for donations. We're inviting you to partner with us, share in the outreach, and take part in the harvest. Together, we could flood the earth with Jesus' words in these crucial times that we live in. Folks, Terry has also put together, as he said, this free offer for you, for our listeners today, where you can obtain your very own digital copy of this book absolutely free. Now, we have all this information on the book project, on the marketing program, on the distribution program. Just go to WDJSbookproject.com. WDJS, What Did Jesus Say? WDJSbookproject.com to learn more. The information is right there, so you can grab your very own copy and you can become a partner today. Go to WDJSbookproject.com right now and enter Jesus Said in the code at checkout, because you'll see the spot on there. Just click on it and it'll lead you to that process. So, folks, let's get the word out together. Till next time, it's Pastor Bob, along with Reverend Terry Christian, reminding you that his words matter. Amen. Be blessed in all that you do.
You have been listening to the Faith-Based Business Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. We appreciate you as a listener and fellow believer, and want to encourage you in your entrepreneurial efforts. These programs are designed to provide you with information that you can use in your business to achieve success faster and avoid the obstacles that try to impede your success. All information on this podcast is for entertainment and information use only. Some of the products and services listed in the links may contain affiliate links, and Pastor Bob will earn a small commission when you click those links at no additional cost to you. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you'll be notified when our next episode is published. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.